Blog Talk Radio. everybody. That was R. Kelly singing Honey Love. Welcome tonight to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight we're going to be doing grown folks' topic. How do you romance your king or queen? If you want to get on tonight's topic, all you have to do is call in at 657-383-0967. Once again, the number is 657-383-0967. Also, if you want to check us out in the chat room, or check out the website and see some of our upcoming shows or some of our past shows to see what we're about, you can go to www.blowtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. KNOWURENEY. And we do this show at random. So sometimes it might be every day of the week. Sometimes it might be 3 or 5 days out of the week. Or sometimes we might just, you know, chill back for a minute and take a little breather and let everybody just soak in all the goodness of the show. But tonight, you know, we're going to be talking about grown folks' topic. How do you romance your mate? Are you into deep tissue massages, romantic dinner, passion fruit, doing massages, sending sexy messages, doing getaways? We want to know from you, what is it that you do to make that one person in your life feel special? If you've never been on the show before, definitely check us out on the page and click follow. It sends you a reminder 10 to 30 minutes before the show starts. Also, if you have heard some of our past shows of people that's been interviewed on the show, because we always have great talents, people that are singers, poets, book writers, and do a whole lot of other different things. If you ever need some PR work, you can hit me up at DISBEME97@yahoo.com. Once again, that's DISBEME97@yahoo.com. What I need from you is your bio kit, free clips of your work, your contact information, and any pictures you have. Why do I need this? It's so that I can make you a professional flyer, ask you the right questions, and most of all, try to help you get paid. We do have a minimum fee for doing an interviewing, which is $25, but that's only because when we used to do it for free, sometimes even the most important people to some of the people that were just starting out in the business, they might be like, hey, well, you know, I can just come when I want to do what I want, do things at the last minute, or not show up at all. So this is a way of making sure that you don't waste your time. I don't waste my time. Everything gets handled in an orderly fashion. So like I said, once again, it's a $25 fee for anybody that wants to be interviewed. We can even show you the questions before time so you can prepare yourself and everything together. If you find out that maybe you're not ready or something comes up in your life, or maybe it's just not the right night for you because you're not feeling it, give us like 1 hour. I said 1 hour. That would have really been messed up. Give us 24 hours ahead of time to let us know just in case if anything comes up, or at the very latest 2 hours. So that way, just in case somebody else wants to do a show that night, we could just slide them in. Or if we have a topic that we want to do, movies holding up because we, you know, basically was thinking he was going to come through, then we could change it up and then be able to do a topic for that night. So we're just not like hanging there until everybody, you know, we have a hot show going on. And at the last minute, we got to tell people, oh, that person didn't show up. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's what I'm saying on that part. Let's just all be professional. Let's have a good time and let's have fun. So now tonight, this is for all the lovers in you. So let's get down to doing some chat about grown folks' business. Hope everybody's having a great week so far. Well, hold on, let me start off. Hope everybody had a great weekend. You know, we always start off with the wild weekend, but, you know, once the hump days and Friday start coming, we'd be looking like, hey, is it the weekend yet? So it's actually just the reverse for me. How was everybody's weekend? I hope y'all had fun. I hope you didn't have too much humidity today because I know I felt like I almost blacked out. So I hope you're drinking a lot of water. And hope you're staying healthy. And I hope everything is well with you. This first piece I want to read to you tonight is called My Eternal Goddess. I can't stop thinking about you every night and day. I pray to the Lord that he would keep you near to me. I don't know what I would do to never hear you laugh, to never see you cry, to never wipe the tears from your eyes. I don't know how to tell you that I love you, for I've never known love before. I just know that my chest tightens, lose my being, thinking, what would you do if you knew me? Of course, you know the Romeo, the shelter, the protector, and the devoted man. Well, how about if you knew me for my faults? Would you keep me? I take you places, buy you presents, and see you each and every week. But if things were to change, would you still value me? When it seems like I become distant, it seems like my smiles turn into sadness, when I pen is no longer able to write you sweet melodies, and my little pet names seem to fade from my vocabulary. Well, you think I don't care about you? Don't think that would ever stop caring for you. You are my love, my breath of life, my thirst that never runs dry, my medicine when my mind and body feels it cannot go on. You are my guidance when I cannot see. You are more than just my woman, more than just my lady, more than just my best friend or my queen. You are my everything and more, my eternal goddess. Once again, that piece is entitled My Eternal Goddess, and that's a piece that I wrote about 10 years ago. It was in my book entitled To Know the Heart is to Claim the Mind. And this is another way of being romantic with your mate. Sometimes people think when you talk about romance, it is considered physical intimacy. But have you ever been at work and, like, you just wish that somebody sent you, like, a letter or words of encouragement or something that makes you laugh? So picture, like, your mate sending you, like, a CD with all your favorite songs on it and listing all the different reasons of what that song meant to them, what it made them think, or about that time we all were together and you played that one simple song and it made you feel a certain way. It's just like when the couples do the thing, like, role playing. I don't know if y'all's ever heard, like, person saying you act like strangers and you meet up at a bar and you play it off and send them to some place to meet up and then you just have, like, some hot, exciting time. Like, are y'all romantic like that, or is it just basically everybody just stays in the bedroom or in a car or go to a hotel and that's it? Like, what do you really do? Do you ever do, like, the rose petals around the tub and have the sensual fruit and you feed one another? Or have you ever did, like, the cops and robbers or the naughty nurse or the cat woman, or, you know, give the person a hot oil massage? Or maybe you might send them, like I said, like different letters to go to different places and pick up certain pieces of clothing, certain items, and then you meet up somewhere and then you have, like, a nice dinner and everything. It's like you're flirting using certain words or certain descriptions, and it's like when y'all get into that mood to actually do something, it just makes it intensify what y'all want to do to each other. All right, let's see. Then I also picked up some songs. I want to ask people, like, what are some of your favorite romance songs? I know for me, mine says Spanish Guitar by Toni Braxton, and then you have Tyrese singing Lately, and then Men of Vision, Housekeeper, and then you have 112 singing Peaches and Cream. So what's the kind of songs that get you in the mood? Are you like the old school with the Teddy Pendergrass talking about turn off the lights and light a candle? And do you like slow dance with the person and caress them slowly and maybe give them like little pecks leading up to more passion and then you start stroking one another and before you know it, it's like y'all just having some wild, intimate fun. Let me know what you do to make your partner feel sexy. What do you do to make your partner feel like they're the king of the jungle? What do you do to make your queen feel like, you know, she wants to climb walls, make you breakfast in the morning? You know, basically you get your name on it. And she always feel like there's nobody in the world. It could be 1,000 people. It could be her favorite singer, her favorite entertainer. It could be the person that has the most amazing job, banging house and everything. But it's like no matter what, you're the one she wants to come home to. So what do you do to make it more interesting in your relationship and make it more fun? It's just like I put up the picture about Lady and the Tramp. My friend said she always pictured doing something like that. Like, I would be at a restaurant and you, like, playing with one another's food and feeding one another. And how about if you get down to, like, that last spaghetti string and y'all was up there and be, like, sucking to you, end up kissing one another, and you just laugh about it because you're acting like two little kids just laughing about things. But, you know, you're still grown adults having fun. Some people think, like, you can't have fun once you're an adult. Like, maybe you might have kids. It's like, okay, who's going to babysit? Who's going to, how's it going to take them on? Or when we going to wait for them to grow up? Or when we have to go around the corner? Or, you know, how about somebody gets sick or something like that? So, like, what do you do to still have fun in any kind of relationship that you have, whether you live out of state, in state, right next door, or maybe, you know, do you ever do, like, sexting? Like, do y'all send each other little flirtatious messages and they laugh about it? Or do you ever have that phone voice that, like, gets the person off and maybe they break out their toy, like in that movie Addicted? You remember how she was, like, watching the movie and getting herself off because her husband was, like, worn out so he can't take no more? Like, what kind of kinky stuff do you do? Like, do you ever take a person to a store? Do you ever take them to like a swinger party? Do you ever like do like little role play things? Like what I'm trying to get at, you know, like have you ever like try to act out a scene? You know, like how a lot of times we watch movies. Have you ever like actually tried to do something with your partner to like make it more like, let's stop just doing the basic stuff. Like you might have like a mirror over top of the bed and like you're watching each other. I know some people are not into like making like no sex tape, because I'm not trying to say you got to go that far. Because you know, like how you got Ray J and R. Kelly and all these other people, and people are twisted, might try to blackmail you. I'm saying like what kind of kinky stuff, what different stuff do you do? Like I said, you don't want to get too bored and doing some traditional stuff. After a while, it gets boring, or you don't want the person to just be like your roommate. Because I'm like this. If she got a bad shape, and she got a good look, and she got that voice, and you had this partner for all this time, you can always do something to make things more interesting. So, like with me, I'm the type of person, I'm open-minded to a whole lot of stuff. Like, I might have you give me a lap dance one night, and then next minute, I might be the type to be a personal, you know, sex slave or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, you be like, well, you know, I want to do something wild to you, and you be like, hey, you switch up roles. How do you cater to your woman? How do you cater to your king? We're going to get more into that in just a minute. Next song up is called Stroke You Up by Changing Faces. Stroke You Up, yeah, by Changing Faces. And we're going deep, dark, and dirty. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so what you want to see me for, baby? Oh yeah.
Okay.
some erotic poetry for you, because it's only fitting for this topic that I do some erotic poetry that I have on my own. So this first one up I'm going to read you is called Tonight You'll Never Forget. This is from my book entitled Taste and See. My lady was long gone, gone, far away. From a long day, I knew her energy was taken. What would I do to satisfy her needs? How could I ease her pains? I wanted to set the perfect evening. I gathered my list and went to find a passionate scent. The rose petals, the red wine, and raspberry candles I retrieved. I fixed her a dinner like no other. Even the Olive Garden wouldn't be able to forget it. She stepped through the door. 1,000 candles were lit. Rose petals on the floor. As she closed the door behind her, I walked in behind her. How are you doing, my queen? I planned an evening for two. Let me carry you to your bubble bath. Tonight, all I want to do is to please you. I carried her upstairs, gazing into her eyes. She gently kissed my lips. Then she discovered a surprise. The bath that I told her about was filled with passion fruit all around the tub, peaches with whipped cream, white chocolate-covered strawberries, strawberries with banana slits. As I fed her them one by one, I heard her say, thank you. I laid her in the tub, massaged her shoulders, kissed her neck, and told her I cherished her as my one and only, in a deep, smooth, and sexy voice. My lady, is there anything your heart desires? My day has been long and hard. I want to be fed and pampered. Of course, I can read your thoughts. How is that? Let me lead you downstairs and all your questions will be answered. I dried her off nice and slow. Next, I lotioned her from head to toe, making sure I didn't miss a spot, and kissing her passionately while making her. Well, yeah, I was making her hot. I carried her down to the table instead of dining together. We used appetizers as fetishes on one another, licking off the juices from one another's fingers, using the wine to entice her energy. The passion flares and sparks fly in the air. I'm caressing her inner being. She can't let go. Rolling, scraping, turning over the table. There's no stopping us. We're willing and able to reach the next level. We became like ravishing wolves, fighting for the taste of ecstasy, holding on tight even the air couldn't breathe, pounding inside of us. Hearts beating faster than the speed of light. There might be 24 hours in a day, but we shall see the limits tonight. Her love is deep. Wet is she. I'm grinding her in her walls, making her body have convulsions from my trophy, which is nice and hard. Touching every spot in and outside and inside, deeper and longer. The feeling grows stronger. Yeah, give it to me. Teeth grinding, minds winding, lips curling. Ooh, yes. Feels so daggone good to me. Give it to me. She throws it back on top of me. Give it to me. Deeper I go. Her lips become like a suction cup to me. And together we reached ecstasy. And once again, that piece is entitled, A Night You Shall Not Forget. And once again, that was from my book entitled, Taste and See. This next poem I'm going to be reading to you is called The Dessert You Just Can't Taste. And you remember when I was saying being erotic, doing a lap dance. This is the sensual seduction of a mistress to a captured prey. We have 5 minutes before we go into overtime, so if you don't want to miss the overtime session of the show and you want to catch it in entirety, you must call in now. And once again, the number is 657-383-0967. And once again, I'm about to read to you the dessert you just can't taste. The tantalizing seductress, caramel skin, juicy, luscious lips, long mouth, watering legs. The way she walks past me, it makes me want to beg. Take me, feel me right now. And these urges I'm having for you, why are you doing this to me? She presses over in front of me, nice and slow, caress my face with her fingertips. Feed me chocolate-covered strawberries one by one. And she asked me, are you ready to have some fun? Yes, please, give me more. What must I do? You know what you must do. What must I do? Anything, name it. It's yours. She smirks at me vindictively. She licks her lips to tempt me. She sucks on a lollipop nice and slow. Then she asked me, Can I have total control? Yes, you can. Oh, I can. She goes to her dresser and pulls out a scarf. Then she covers my eyes and passively calls. She massages my chest and sucks on my earlobe. Then she kisses me. Lower. And lower. I grabbed her hips. She pushes me back. What did I do wrong? Nothing, she replies. Sit back and relax. She cuffs my hands behind my back. The urges I feel makes me want to climax. She sucks on my lips and plays with my chocolate eclair. She says, tell me, do you like that? Do you like it when I touch you there? I say, yes, I do, baby. You know I love it when you make my nature rise. Oh, you do? Let's see if you like this. She moves down closer to my chocolate eclair, asking him, could she lick him there? She kisses the head and licks the hole, swallowing the mushroom. I like that, she says, while smacking her lips. Deep throating the chocolate-covered candy, pressing the nestle balls in her hands. I'm like, baby, you just don't know what you're doing to me. She swallows it deeper and harder, letting her juices take control. My leg starts to shake. She pushes them down. My coconut oil explodes in her inner walls. She squeezes out like a Slurpee, saying, she loves it when I melt in her mouth. She uncuffs me for a minute, lets me exhale, puts my hands behind my back, and says, I'm not ready for the fun to end. She kicks the chair back against the bed, cuffs my hands behind the chair, climbs up on top of me, asks me, are you ready for me? I'm in sudden shock. I don't know what to do. She straddles my lap and pulls my hair too, biting down hard on my chest and saying to me, I'm going to give it to you. She kicks her heels against my legs, running her fingernails down my back. She kisses my lips once more, then turns off the light and locks the door. And once again, that piece is entitled, The Dessert You Just Can't Taste. Well, I definitely hope everybody's been enjoying the show. I hope you've been enjoying the music as well. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's topic, definitely feel free, because I always like to hear feedback on people from the show. And also, I see my co-host. She just came through, so let's open up her mic. Hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hello. I got caught up in the time. I'm like, hold up, it's 8:11. Yeah, so I just caught part of that piece. The kisses lower and lower. I heard that part. That was erotic. I like that. So what?
Let me ask you about, like, with you and Nunu, have you ever done anything erotic or kinky or anything to spice up the mood between you and the person that you're with?
Yeah, I have. It don't take much for me. If I'm, like, really feeling you, I give me some 1738. That puts my mind at, on a different level. Actually, it brings out the aggression in me during sex. You know, so I just get little trinkets, you know, to spice things up, you know, candles to change the mood, but I might get my little fresh fruit, some spiced pineapples or something, you know, just to take it to a different level. And I want to do the basic, you know, foreplay, then you fuck, you know. Sometimes you just got to stimulate the mind, you know, work your way up to that explosion.
Right. And, like, what are some of your song dedications that you do? Like, you know, sometimes people, they might be the type to, like, take maybe, like, a CD or maybe listen to a radio station, or maybe you just have, like, certain songs you listen to and you might make up your, like, little list. What are some romantic songs you like when it comes to, like, going for a play or meeting your partner in the bedroom?
Most definitely R. Kelly, like, 12 play, Seems Like You Ready. Take It Up Another Notch. You know, the Isley Brothers, In Between the Sheets. You know, it's like different little songs for Dana Howard, Up and Down. Actually, some old little Jodeci, still meeting in my bedroom. But Boyz II Men got a little freaky song too, 50 Candles. Like, that one is hot.
I gotta check that one out. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, first line, he'd be like, take them off, throw them down. So, yeah, it's like certain little songs you hear. Destiny's Child caters for you. T-shirt and panties on. You know, so it's like different.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know you like to wear sexy lingerie, being a plus-size woman. So what are some things that you wore to enhance the moment for when you was in the bedroom or meeting your man at the hotel?
Man, just throw me all day at the hotel, okay? But
I remember you wore that black shirt. Now she showed me the picture. So I know you got something in your wardrobe for, you know.
That's right. I had like a red, teddy outfit. Actually, I got some like fishnet tops that I'll wear with like some lace jeans. You know what I mean? Just switch it up. I could do the tank top with the panties, you know, or just tank top and put some little heels or something on. But you got to make it sexy. It could be like a nice shirt that I got, just like a sheer shirt. And I'll wear just that and have it like open, like down, you know, maybe button it at the third button or something. Just something that's real nice, you know.
Well, there was some ideas I was talking about earlier, and I want to see what you would do. Have you ever had a job, so like maybe you sent a person a letter, or you had a person meet you at a place, y'all act like y'all strangers, and then maybe you might set up something that y'all might do to, like, you know, get it on. Like, be like, meet me around a bar, meet me upstairs, and the door will be open. Like that R. Kelly song, like, three knocks at the door, and he's talking about he wants to strip for you.
I have done it for someone for their birthday, you know, being a surprise. So, yeah, I like that, like, because they don't know what to expect, and it's, like, the anticipation and stuff. So, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm thinking about Bobby Brown, Tenderoni and stuff now, but go ahead, I'm sorry. I want to rock with you. That done popped in my ear. I might have to listen to that tonight. But, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about taking a person to a store, to an adult party? Would you ever consider that for, like, spicing up your relationship?
I never thought about, I don't know about an adult.
I remember you had a picture about the dungeon when you went to Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah, when I went to Exotica. That was crazy, but it was cool. Well, you know, I'm the type, I'll go to the strip club with a guy. So, you know, I don't know.
You told me your name used to be Brown Sugar or something like that. Was it Cinnamon?
I'm a fight you. Yes, that's the name. It's Feminine. And she men, but yeah, that's the name. I mean, that was me, but yeah. But,
if you saying, like, you got to take your boy to the Johnson and all the strippers end up knowing you, and you was like, you looking like, how come everybody knows your name? But, like, is it something I need enough? You know, secrets of the past life.
Nah. I mean, I don't know if you, well, you know, I used to have my own girl dances back in the day. So, I mean,
that's what I
mean. So,
hey, y'all fellas, hear that out there. If your girl don't know how to be sensual, sexy, or if you ever want her to get on the pole or give you a lap dance or have a room set up in the bottom of your basement, you can talk to Miss Tiffany. Or I should call you Miss Cinnamon. Which one you want to be called tonight?
You can call me Miss Cinnamon tonight.
All right. So, what's the most intimate, most romantic, what's the nicest thing you've ever had a guy do for, like, planning an evening when it came to, like, being romantic towards you?
The most romantic part, it wasn't even really sexual, but it was just romantic because it was spontaneous. Like, we went out to a nice restaurant, and he surprised me with tickets to a concert, and I wasn't expecting it. And it was, like, with, like, Jill Scott and them, and I was like, wow, like, it was nice, like, front seats, front row. So it was, like, something different. Like, I done been on dates and concerts with somebody, but to have somebody surprise me with tickets is, like, on a different level. And, you know, it got heated in the parking lot and stuff, you know.
No, that's what's up. Well, I know with my thing with my exes, they always knew three things about me. I was always known to be the type to write poetry. I was always the type to know how to cook. And I was always the type to do massages. So for the one person I was with, I would give her like 3 massages a day, write her poetry, and then she would make up a CD of all the different songs and saying what she thought about them. And then, you know, we would always do like cuddling up and like playing little twister type games with each other and, you know, just have fun or whatever. And I think like the wildest time was like me and her after her birthday. We did something in front of her friend while the person was sleeping and other people like could come around the corner and like they didn't catch us. But it was just the thought of like being intensified. Yeah, it was on the college campus, but we can't say which one. But anyway, like, yeah, that was one of the jobs. And then another time was my one friend, we both used to work at this one job, and everybody got jealous for what I had for. But I made her some lemon butter salmon with some garlic shrimp over some fettuccine noodles with some cream of mushroom.
Ooh.
They had, like, the garlic bread and the steamed vegetables, and then, you know, like, feed one another, get a little massages and everything, listen to some Sade. You know, we just enjoyed each other's company. So that was my little intimacy thing, you know, for romance.
Okay. Wow. I see that playboy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people, they always think you got to go out to a fast food restaurant or go to the Olive Garden. I mean, if you got a little bit of Chef Boyardee in you or you got a little bit of Charles Garvin in you, you know, you might want to do something at home, you know, or maybe you might go on a White Sands beach or someplace and, you know, lay out the carpet, put the candles around the joints and, you know, slow dance to some joints and then lay up and look at the waves and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You don't always got to be like to go dinner and a movie or, you know, come over to my house and stuff like that. You know, after a while, you know, unless you're traditional, you know, you got to spice it up, do a little bit different, make the person feel special. And then another thing is like, just don't do it just when it's convenient. Do it when you feel like it, you know. Don't be like have to plan things out or wait for a special occasion to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Make that person feel just special, just out the blue, just tell them you care about them or you love them or what they do for you or the way they make you feel or, you know, how they looked in that one outfit. Because, you know, sometimes you might feel like, you know, it's not the same as it was in the beginning. But sometimes you got to go back to the beginning to make things just as good as it is. And then sometimes you just working with what you got and just, like, just do the spur of the moment. You don't have to do no timetables or, you know, be like, okay, well, we so used to doing this job. So you're used to it. It starts to get dead, so make your partner feel special, make them feel appreciated, make them feel sexy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we now to like the last 5 minutes of the show, so I definitely thank you, Tiff, for coming through as always. And I'll give her my information, let them know anything that you have coming up.
Okay. Hey, people. This is your co-host, Tiffany. You can reach me on Facebook, TIFFINY, Gladden, GLADDEN. I'm going to have a few little gigs coming up. Don't have the exact dates, but if you're interested in coming to, like, a little crab feast game night in Baltimore, hit me up on Facebook. Or I'm doing a BBW stripper event for, you know, guys, girls, couples, that will be in October. So just hit me up with little details. I'm all about event planning, having gatherings, meet and greets with people. So just inbox me. I'll get at you.
All right. Thank you for the information, everybody. Once again, this is your host, Naomi. We'll have some more shows coming up this week. This week we're actually going to be interviewing a publisher / writer / a person that's doing a lot of things in the community. And also I plan on having a person on here that has their own fashion line. She manages groups. She's been very successful. She throws concerts. and she gets people marketing deals. So let's say, like, if you're starting off and, like, maybe you're thinking, like, you don't want to be, like, underground and just trying to make it little by little, like, you want to do, like, how the show Empire was, then she's mm-hmm. the type of person who can get you in those kind of doors and help you create your own video. Because I believe, Tiffany, you was on here when Miss China was on here, so Miss April, that's her. She's the one that's going to be bringing back, like, China and everybody else like that and tell us about all the different businesses she's doing. So she, I'm going to try to get on this week, and then I'm also going to try to get Kim because she's helped me with my book, with all my covers and stuff like that. So I want to show all the different people she's been helping and how she got started. And also we're going to have some more hot topics this week. This next topic we're going to have on Wednesday is going to be crazy. So I want y'all all to be prepared. It's about if you ever cheated, what will be the worst case scenario? And basically, the guy cheats on his girl, but he doesn't say he just cheated with anybody. He says to her, baby, you know I cheated, and I have to tell you, you know that your nephew is really my son. So picture what you would say if you found out that your man cheated with your sister. Yeah,
oh,
that's going to be Wednesday night's topic at 11 p.m. Eastern, so definitely check that out. And then tomorrow we're going to have some more poetry, we're going to have some more music, and we're going to have some more interesting stuff going on. If y'all have anything else want me to do on Thursday, definitely hit me up because, you know, we try to keep it high, we try to keep it real, we try to keep y'all entertained. So definitely have a great night. Thank y'all all for coming through. And if you ever missed the show, you can check it out in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/KNOWURENMI. All right, good night, and take care. See you next time.